With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday asked the country's president to grant him a pardon from corruption charges, seeking to end a long-running trial that has bitterly divided the nation. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Netanyahu said the request would help unify the country at a time of momentous change in the region, but it immediately triggered denunciations from opponents who said a pardon would weaken democratic institutions and send a dangerous message that he's above the rule of law. The prime minister's office said in a statement that Netanyahu had submitted a request for a pardon to the legal department of the office of the president. His office called it an extraordinary request, carrying with it significant implications. The request comes weeks after U.S. President Donald Trump publicly urged Israel to pardon Netanyahu, turning to President Isaac Herzog during his speech to Israel's parliament last month. Bernie Bennett reporting.
South Africa won't be allowed to attend next year's G20 summit in the U.S.
President Trump says he's barring South Africa from attending the 2026 summit because South Africa refused to hand over the G20 hosting responsibilities to a senior representative of the U.S. Embassy in South Africa when the summit ended. And he says he stopped all payments and subsidies to South Africa. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says he considered the U.S. decision to appoint a local embassy official for the G20 handover as an insult, and he calls Trump's statement regrettable. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump says he's invited the family of a National Guard member fatally shot last week to the White House. The president says he spoke to her parents and they are devastated. U.S. Army Special Sarah Beckstrom died after the shooting on Wednesday in D.C., while her seriously injured colleague, U.S. Air Force Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf, remained in critical condition. This is SRN News. A New Jersey spa must let men into women's spaces.
King Spa in Palisades Park bills itself as the largest Korean spa and sauna on the East Coast and caters to both men and women. But they have separate bathrooms and locker rooms, and now that is ending. Superior Court Judge Thomas Sarlo has ruled that King Spa cannot bar men who are living as women from using the women's facilities under terms of New Jersey's non-discrimination statutes. A 35-year-old man sued the business in 2022. Michael Harrington reporting.
More than 18 million Bibles have been sold in the U.S. this past year as part of a five-year boom in Bible sales, highlighted by an uptick of 2.4 million sold in September alone. While publishers can track how many copies of the scriptures are sold, they don't have demographic details of the buyers. Tim Wildsmith, a former college campus minister turned author, wonders if the tumult of the last 4 years is playing a role. This is SRN News. A renowned British playwright has passed away.
Tom Stoppard, who won an Academy Award for the screenplay for 1998's Shakespeare in Love, has died. He was 88 years old. In a statement released on Saturday, United Agents said that Stoppard died peacefully at his home in Dorset in southern England, surrounded by his family. They said the playwright will be remembered for his works, for their brilliance and humanity, and for his wit and generosity of spirit, and his profound love of the English language. They added, "It was an honor to work with Tom and to know him." I'm Karen Chamas.
Major retail chains and tech companies are offering new or updated artificial intelligence tools in time for the holiday shopping season. They do hope to give consumers an easier gift buying experience and themselves an augmented share of online spending. More details at srnnews.com.